Welcome to the Freeman Perspective. Today we're going to talk about corporate logos and their occultic meaning. Every day we pass by hundreds of symbols, but could it be that there's a hidden power behind these symbols? Could it be that there's something more here than meets the eye? Everywhere I looked into history, I continually came across one group. They are known as the Freemasons. They seem to be affecting everything all around the world. No matter where I looked, their symbols were popping up on everything. Even my father was a Freemason, worshipful master of a German lodge, and he chased flying saucers for the government, built nuclear missiles, and was on submarines with Jimmy Carter. Seems that if you're a Mason, you get a few more privileges. So to get to the history of America, we need to understand what these guys are about. They seem to have a lot to do with it. If we look at this list here, 50% of our presidents have belonged to a single fraternity. Either these are the greatest men in the world, or there's a conspiracy going on here. I found also that Benjamin Franklin, Paul Revere, even Benedict Arnold were all Freemasons. But a few missing from this list are Lincoln, Kennedy, and Nixon. So I went to the Temple of the 33rd, the Supreme Mother Council of the World, which turns out to be the first American public library. A good way to control information. But as I walked past those large sphinxes and went up to that giant lion knocker door, I hesitated there. I couldn't decide whether I wanted to go inside this place. But as I stood there thinking about it, a brother came up behind me, I didn't see him show, and another opened the door, and they looked to me and said, "Well, what do you want?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to see the library." So they said, "Well, come on in." So we walked down a hypostyle hall with these large black columns, Masonic regalia in the middle. As we strolled down, they told me I wasn't allowed to be alone. We went past the little Egyptian fellows and into the reading room. And there they have the busts of many philosophers and many great books. One of the philosophers' books that I was interested in was Mr. Manly P. Hall. He's the American of the president of the American Society and writes of things like Atlantis, where this brotherhood says they're from. Well, in my excitement wandering around, I ran across a nice lady. She asked me if I'd like to take the tour. I said, "Absolutely." So she took me upstairs. And along the way, she says, "Now, this place is haunted." And I told her I wasn't surprised. So we went to the J. Edgar Hoover room, and I sat down and played with his gold-plated phone. And I looked at his boxing gloves. And then the Burl Ives room, where all his albums were put up on the wall. Into the Pillars of Charity, where the busts of Pike and Cole are there. And she says their ashes are kept here. And inside that little cubby there are hundreds of names of Freemasons. And she says, "Now, when you donate your first million, you'll get your name up here." There were hundreds of names up there. Not surprising. They do rule the world. She took me to the Hall of Honors just to check out the notable 33rd degree Freemasons. I saw many that I recognized. I saw a picture of Harry S. Truman, Gene Autry, General MacArthur, John Glenn, Bob Dole, even Arnold Palmer's at 33rd. And no, his picture wasn't up there. But Michael Richards had been to the temple the week before I got there. And they were all making a lot of stink about it. Kept waiting for him to crack a joke, but he didn't. He took this very seriously. Seems that if you have your name on something, or have a city or a street named after you, you're most likely a Freemason. Just like Stephen J. Austin here. This picture is in the local lodge here in Austin. But what is this all about? She took me to the temple room. And here, I strolled up to the big Belgian black altar to have a little closer look at maybe what these guys are doing. I looked around and went up to the worshipful master's seat, but I didn't sit in it. Not this time. So I still wasn't too sure just what was going on in here. Well, it seems that it's ritual magic. This brotherhood practices a form of magic known as Kabbalism. So, and look at the definition of Kabbalism. Try to get an idea of what's up. Kabbalism is a Jewish mystical tradition teaching godhood to man. It's the foundation of most post-Egyptian Western magical systems. Since the Kabbalah is based on the Hebrew language, the degree of one's knowledge of that language is the degree which one can understand the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is also known as hidden wisdom. Madame Helena Protovoda Blavatsky, the founder of the Theosophical Society, she defines the Kabbalistic magic as the art of divine magic consists in the ability to perceive the essence of things in the light of nature, and by using the soul powers of the spirit to produce material things from the unseen universe. And in such operations, the above and the below must be brought together. Magic is spiritual wisdom. Arcane knowledge misapplied is sorcery. So she believes that she can manifest into the real world. Now, Aleister Crowley, certainly the most infamous magician out there, known as the Antichrist and the Beast, says simply that magic is the science and art of causing change to occur with conformity of the will. Magic was the highest knowledge of natural philosophy, and the magician differed from the witch in this, that while the latter was an ignorant instrument in the hands of the demons, the former had become their master. So, using demons to create reality in the real world. And Aleister Crowley was contacted by an extraterrestrial. His name was Awas, and he channeled a book to Aleister Crowley known as the Book of the Law. This very book is housed here in Austin at the Harry Ransom Center. I went up there to check it out, but a strange man came along, kind of gave me the eye, and they weren't going to let me film it anyway, so I left. But let's see what Awas told Crowley. He says, "I am the snake that giveth knowledge and delight and bright glory, and stir the hearts of men with drunkenness. To worship me, take wine and strange drugs, whereof I will tell my prophet and be drunk thereof. They shall not harm ye at all. It is a lie, this folly against self. The exposure of innocence is a lie. Be strong, O man, lust. Enjoy all things of sense and rapture. Fear not that any god shall deny thee for this." Do as thou wilt is one of the codes used within the OTO. And another Kabbalist who had a lot to do with the creation of the modern-day Freemasons has a book called Morals and Dogma, and it talks a bit about the magic. He says, "The ancient astronomers saw all the great symbols of masonry in the stars. Sirius still glitters in our lodges as the blazing star. The sun is still symbolized by a point within a circle, and with the moon and Mercury or Anubis in the three great lights of the lodge. Not only to these, but to the figures and numbers exhibited by the stars, were ascribed peculiar and divine powers." So they believe these symbols have divine, peculiar powers, able to perhaps affect you. They practiced the magic that the ancient Egyptians did. You might have heard of the Egyptian magicians in the Bible dueling with Moses. Well, when you stand before the worshipful master, and you stand with your body erect, and your feet forming the angle of an oblong square. The Egyptians did it, the Masons do it. So you'll see here an oblong square at the Bank of America, and it actually shows the three different footing positions of the first 3 degrees, or the oblong square that is in Dell, or the winged oblong square of Sprint, or the oblong square of Sam's Club, or a more familiar oblong square of Enron, and perhaps the most infamous oblong square, the swastika. Do you know Hitler was into the occult? Do you know who else is? They say, to be one, ask one. This is because you must join the fraternity of your own free will and accord. I think he asked. So you starting to get an idea who's running things around here? Let's get a little deeper into this. Look at the Travis County Courthouse, leveled by the most worshipful Grand Lodge of Texas. And look at the date at which it was leveled. 5930 AL. This is the Anno Lucius calendar. It dates back to ancient Babylon. So it's the year 6005 to your president. So you shouldn't be surprised to see the Masonic compass and square show up on buildings, general contractors, because the Masons were builders after all. And they build in the grand Egyptian style. So when I got to the Philadelphia Lodge, I wasn't at all surprised to come across an Egyptian room. There are many things to talk about in this room, but right now we'll focus on the winged disc. This was the winged son of Ra. It was a symbol to use to denote God, or the gods. And now, it's a symbol for pharmaceuticals. Used to be the chariots of the gods. Now it's the chariots of man. Could it be Harleys in space? Or a variation on a theme, a winged square. Because it's said when you're a Freemason that you're a square man. You do things by the square. So you'll find the square of GM, the square of Wells Fargo, the square of Home Depot, or the square of American Express, or perhaps the swastika square of Chase Bank. Because the square was important in Egypt. The cube was a symbol of man perfected. A Mason would say that he is a perfect Ashlar, a perfect spiritual being inhabiting a material body. And the cube is used in magic. The magician's altar was a double cube, a powerful symbol of control. So you see here the double cube of Chevron. Of course, I have to see three-dimensionally. Or perhaps the cube of Gateway, or the cube, GameCube, shall we say Knight in the Cube? Or how about the cube of Fox, or the cube of Cisco? They make all our food, but could it be that aliens are in charge? Or the pyramid with the eye? Now the eye symbolizes the great architect of the universe to the Freemasons. So they use this symbol on the dollar bill to denote a work in progress. The eye floating above the pyramid is a symbol of this work. It was only when they capped the Great Pyramid that the work is completed. They failed in capping the Great Pyramid with gold. USA Today even read, "Muslims stopped the Freemasons from capping the Great Pyramid with gold." Well, they call the apex the stone that the builders refused. But you'll find the pyramid showing up in Austin all around. Or like the triple pyramid of Adidas. Or the eye in the pyramid of American Online. With the eye of Ra, AOL, Time Warner, Freemasons. magician? I think you're starting to see who owns things. But what goes on under that golden capstone? Well, it's not surprising to me that this brotherhood often seeks the light, worshiping the sun. You see here, the sun is, the symbol is a certain point within a circle. Same symbol on target. Or the rising sun of Frito-Lay. Well, it's said in the Bible, let him who have ears to hear listen. This means there's a coded message. Let's see if you can figure out the coded message in this speech.
Oh, as the framers were crafting our Constitution, Benjamin Franklin was often seen in Independence Hall, looking at a painting of the sun low on the horizon. When at long last the Constitution finally was signed, Mr. Franklin said, I have often wondered whether that sun was rising or setting. Today I have the happiness to know it is a rising sun. Well, 2 centuries later, we know the sun will always rise on America as long as each new generation lights the fire of freedom. Our children are ready. So again, the torch is passed to a new century of young Americans.
Young Americans. If you noticed, all these Freemasons wear aprons. This one's George Washington's. If you see the five-pointed star sitting there, and down below, the skull and bones. This was a symbol of the Templars, which is now a degree within Freemasonry. If you know anything about Templars, you know that they were into gold and arches. But it became illegal to be a Templar, and on Friday the 13th, 1307, they had to run. They were killing them all off, the Pope and the King. So they took to Ireland and started the York Rite of Freemasonry, and they took to Scotland and started the Scottish Rite. They also took to the seas, still flying their Templar skull and bones, and still after the gold. But yet another Templar symbol is the double cross. And I shouldn't have to explain that one, but you also shouldn't be surprised to see it here on Exxon. Because Masonic logos show up through corporate America and the world. They're all over. Take the compass square with the G, for example. Now, if you see here, the camel standing between two pyramids with the Great Pyramid missing. Well, if you remember, the Kabbalah has to do with Hebrew, and the Hebrew letter G means camel. Or Philip 66. 66 in the Magician's Dictionary is known as the number of the Quiploth, or the Great Work. Oh, these are two different things, I hope. The Quiploth are known as the fallen angels. Definition, shades of the dead whose names appear in the Book of Thoth or the Book of the Law. They may contain formula of magical powers, the souls of who those that died insane. Complete understanding could result in the destruction of the ego and therefore lead to actual madness. Or the Great Work, symbolized here by the eye floating above the pyramid. What the Great Work is noted below, says Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the secular age, or the new order of the age of irreverence, or without God. If you look, the Hebrew letter V equals 6. So if you translate this, 66 will become VV. Or we know, W. I don't know why we call it a W when the rest of the world calls it a double V. I'm definitely not surprised to see a wing W. Or the VW, where if you look at it, you'll see that it's actually two V's interlaced. This denotes the original 66, being the number of the great work, or the fallen angels. But he crossed it, making a third V, equaling 666 in his magical Kabbalism. As Hitler knew he was an Antichrist. But does Dodge? Demons. Well, it always goes back to the Freemasons. I like to point out to any ladies who are a member of the Eastern Star that it does say fatal inside that inverted pentagram. Even the streets at the White House and the streets of Congress are inverted pentagrams. These are the actual street plans. Could it be we're in connection with demons from outer space? But of course the five-pointed star is nothing new. In Austin, you see it everywhere. No matter where you turn, no matter where you look, there it is. So what is it with this symbol? It shows up on the tanks of China. Even shows up on the jets of Russia. Seems that if we call them an enemy, it shows up on their flag. Here we have North Korea, or three on the Iraq flag. But to the grand elect, perfect and sublime Mason, this five-pointed star has a definite meaning. It is a symbol of a star cluster known as Sirius. And they call it the blazing star. It's a symbol of Sirius and the sun. The blazing star will show up on the floor of every lodge and an occasional crop circle. Perhaps the blazing star of Russia, because this is a global conspiracy. So it shouldn't surprise you to see a company named Sirius that has a five-pointed star. Did I mention that Sirius is the dog star? But this gets ingrained into our society and we end up with their symbols all over us, never even realizing that they might have a hidden power that's being used against us. Well, Manly P. Hall gives us yet a different definition of the five-pointed star. He tells us that our flag was designed by a strange old hermit known only as the Professor, and that he put the five-pointed star on there to symbolize man's manipulation of the real world, where the top point symbolizes his head and the other four his arms and legs. So therefore, the stars on the flag denote the state's ability to manipulate its own reality. Aleister Crowley. He also said that every man and woman is a star. This made him famous. This made Da Vinci famous. So you see here the head with the four points, making the five-pointed star. What is this about? What is this doing? Well, the Oxford English Dictionary defines the pentagram or five-pointed star as a tool used in necromancy to call down foul fiends and demons. And he even mentions people like Sir Francis Bacon and King Solomon. Just who do you think we're calling on here? So back to the demons, the five-pointed star. Could it be that our sports teams are demonic? Perhaps Charlie Tuna is demonic. Certainly cheerleaders are the most unchristian thing I can think of. They dress up in their skimpy little outfits and dance and prance in front of you. And they tell you to hate, kill, and destroy your neighbor. And if I know one thing Jesus said, he said, if anything, love thy neighbor. And these girls will have you beating each other up. Well, the first professional cheerleaders were, of course, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and back to the five-pointed star. Even the name Dallas is a Hebrew letter, D, and it means door, and is a symbol of the goddess. or the Hebrew letter R, as shown here on this Freemason ring, is a symbol of the sun in Kabbalism. Sam Walden certainly was a Freemason, and when he told you he was taking care of travelers, well, travelers is a code word for Freemason. And you can bet there are black Masons too. It's called the Prince Hall Lodge. They were established back in 1787 to fight in the war. Where here you see the Knight of the Sun, a Freemason degree symbolized by the five-pointed star. Well, On is the city of the sun in Egypt. You're starting to get the picture here. What is it with the magician and his star? Is he up to good or bad? We'll talk about her next week. But definitely, if you come across the five-pointed star, not far behind will be the Freemasons. So be it a winged disc with a pentagram and an oblong square, or perhaps a pentagram sitting upon a truncated pyramid, or a pentagram on a cube, or the sun rising behind a pyramid. Could be aliens. But when you see the original sin, you know the magicians aren't far behind. And they're here in Texas, helping one another, keeping their eye on things. Well, all I can say is welcome to Earth from the Freeman perspective. Check in next week when we discover Columbia's connections with Lucifer. Thank you. Good night. The darkness and the light. Turn the hunger and the life. Turn the wrong and the right. Put an end to the strife. Turn the blindness into sight.